It's brought down from the Kumarna brings that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said that all of his refuas, all of the healing which he did for the many people in Klal Yisrael throughout the years was from the pasuk in the beginning of this week's parasha. This pasuk, which the Sedra begins, Vayikra al Moshe, it was on this pasuk the Baal Shem Tov taught that all of his refuas came from this pasuk. Of course, this is something which is very puzzling, but on our level, what could we learn from here that Vayikra implies an aspect of refuah? Furthermore, the tzaddikim wonder that when Yosef is in Mitzrayim, the brothers come down, the very first thing he tells them is, Ani Yosef, that I am your brother Yosef. Asha machartem oisim Mitzrayimah, that you sold me to Mitzrayim. Mefarshim are wondering, why does Yosef have to say that? Asha machartem oisim Mitzrayimah, that you sold me to Mitzrayim. If he needed a proof, or to bring a proof to his brothers of who he was, why did he have to say that you sold me to Mitzrayim? Furthermore, the Gemara tells us, Esther min ha-Torah minayin. Where do we know Esther from the Torah? Where is she hinted to in Torah? Chazal answer, it's from a pasuk in Vayelech, Va'anoichi hastir Esther panay mikem. Hashem says, Va'anoichi, and I will doubly hide myself, my face from you. That the word astir is the lashon of Esther. It refers to Esther Hamalka. What is the teaching from this pasuk that Esther Hamalka is learned out from here? So to begin, we know that this word Vayikra al Moshe is not a regular Vayikra, but the letter Aleph of Vayikra is a small aleph. And the tzaddikim explain that the small aleph is a hint to Moshe's humility. However, the tzaddikim also expound upon this and say as follows, that this letter aleph is a remez to Hashem. Hashem is aleph, he's one, he's the only one, Inoid Mavadai. And Hashem is referred to as Alufo Shel Olam. When this Aleph is small, then the word Vayikra appears to be Vayikar. The word Vayikar comes from the word Mikra. Like it says by Bilam, Vayikra, Vayikar El Bilam, that Hashem appeared to Bilam, because a Rasha like Bilam, he sees world events as being Mikra. Like it says by Amalek, Asher Karcha Baderech. Everything is coincidence. But a Jew doesn't see the world that way. That here in this place of Vayikra al Moshe, Vayikar Aleph means to say that even in circumstances when there's a Vayikar, where the world appears to be running by chance and coincidence and it's hard to see Hashem's hand, there's a small aleph, which is somewhat hard to discern, but a Jew is always searching for the small aleph in every circumstance. And that's called Vayikra. That the MS, everything in this world is a Kadosh Baruch Hu calling to us. It's not always obvious, but even in circumstances of Vayikar, where everything appears to be a Mikra, to find the small aleph and the alufa shalaylam, Hashem's presence, always and constantly. This is the inyan of the Kaisel Ma'aravi. We know, the Ramban tells us, Chazal tell us as well, that the most mesugal place for a Jew to daven is by the Kaisel Ma'aravi. It always was and it always will be. But it's somewhat troublesome. Why should the place of the Beis HaMikdash, where it once stood, be the place which is still today the most auspicious place to daven? Doesn't the Churban Beis Hamikdash mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejected us? There's no Beis Hamikdash there anymore. So why am I going to the site of the Beis Hamikdash still mean that it's the ideal place to be? Adrabah, the opposite should be true. The only thing which is left over is the outer, the most outer wall of the Beis Hamikdash, of the Har HaBayis. And a wall seemingly implies a gvul, as if to say, don't come here. A wall means that there's a barrier between us. So if there's a barrier between Klal Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu, and there's no Beis Hamikdash, and what's left is not the Menorah, it's not the Aron Kodesh, it's a wall, the outermost wall, why should we still come? But the answer is because the Pasuk tells us in Shir HaShirim, Doi medoi debi tzvi or la'ofer ha'ayalim, Hinei ze oimei rachar kasleinu, that Hashem Yisborach, our beloved one, He stands behind our wall. And the Medrash learns that this wall is referring to the Kosa HaMaravi. And the Pasuk continues, Mashkiach min achalonos, meitzis min acharakim, that Hashem Yisborach, He's peering through the windows and He's observing us through the cracks. As if to say that although there's a wall between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still there. That it's not really a wall which separates. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, and He's peering through those windows and through those cracks and looking at us. And although, despite the Churban Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klal Yisrael is present and everlasting. This was the experience that Yosef had in Mitzrayim. That when Yosef was in Mitzrayim, and he fell into a place of what seemed to be Mikre, to be in the filth of Mitzrayim, it was in that moment of Nisayim with Eshes Potiphar, with the wife of Potiphar, that Yosef thought that he was out, and he would never be able to overcome, that he saw his father's face, Chazal say, in the window. And when he saw his father's face in the window, it gave him the strength to stand up strong and to overcome his temptations. And this is exactly the message of the Christ of Maravi, that in the place of Churban and in the place of failure, a Jew is able to see his father's face and to know that he's always looking and his love is forever and eternal, and in the darkest of times, his father is still present to him. And this is the inyan of the Smal Aleph. The Smal Aleph is present in the word Vayikra, and even if it appears to be Vayikar, that Aleph Hashem is there, it may be miniature, it may be small and hard to find, but really there's a Vayikra there. And Rashi says Vayikra is a lashon of Chiba, that it's the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows to Moshe. And perhaps this is the idea that Vayikra is the source of all healing. Because it's in those moments of trial and nisayon that it seems to be Vayikar, that if a Jew finds the Aleph and he knows that Hashem's love is buried but it's present, the love of Hashem itself is the refuah. This is what took place with Esther and Bnei Yisrael and Shushan. That it was post Churban Beis HaMikdash and there was a wall. And it seemed like with the Gezerah that Hashem had enough of Bnei Yisrael. But the idea of Esther is, V'anoichi haster aser panamekem, that although there's a double hester and there's a concealment, Hashem says, my panai is still there. I still see you through the cracks. There are still cracks within the hester that Hashem Yisbaruch is shining His love. That He's calling out to us and He's saying, Vayikra, I'm asking for you. I want you to come close to me. And this is exactly what we're going through now, that it's a period of that a Jew feels distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he feels a stress, whether it's financially, whether it's in the home, whatever it may be. And there's a moment of vayikar, of concealment, that a Jew has to search for that aleph, to look for his father's face in the window and to peer through the cracks as well, to find Hashem's peering face looking at him. In these moments of Anochi Hasta Asa Panai Mikem, he could still find the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this is how Rabbunim teaches the Pasuk, Ani Yosef Hashem Mechartam Osim Mitzrayimah. Because the Pasuk says, Ki Nivhalu Mipanav, that they looked at Yosef's face and they were astonished. And they said, how could Yosef have become so great in circumstances like this? In the filth of Mitzrayim. And Yosef provided that answer and he said, Anochi Yosef, Ani Yosef, that a Jew doesn't become great by sitting in the house of Yaakov. That's not how it works always. That even Yosef was teaching them in Mitzrayim that if a Jew is in a moment of Hester Panim and he spent so many years there, but the fact that you sold me to Mitzrayim and I had to persevere and to overcome and to be Omid ben Yisayon, that's how I became Yosef like this. And it's the moments of greatness which come out of the moments of Yisayon. And although we feel like we're being squeezed, a Jew needs to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu's face always, always, even if there's a kaisel, and it's a very strong kaisel, a very sturdy kaisel, Hashem Yisbarach is there. He's mashkiach min ha'chalona, he's meitzis min ha'charakim. All we need to do is look for him, because he's looking for us. Hashem should inspire us in these times that we feel like we're in our own Mitzrayim, homebound, and searching and unknowing what's going to be in the future. Every Jew should know that if this is a kaisel that we feel, it's a kaisel ma'aravi, he can certainly find his father's face. And if he finds that aleph within the vayikar, and he hears that Hashem Yisbarach is vayikra el Moshe, that he's calling to him, undoubtedly he'll find the refuahs, which we all need. All of Klai Yisrael should be zeichet to those refuahs, and to those brachas, and to Yeshuas. And we should see once more, not just that Hashem is hiding himself through those cracks and behind the wall, that Hashem should reveal himself for us and for the whole world, and to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, that we should be zeichet to that day soon, with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, b'mehera v'meinu, amen.